Ali Marotta on this Wednesday, coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee, site of the NFL draft, with big NBA news in town, as well as the Suns. After 1 year, part ways with Igor Kokoschkov as their head coach. We carried the James Jones press conference earlier today live here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. And here to give his thoughts on everything going on, Suns analyst, also co-host of NBA Today on Sirius XM Radio, it's Eddie Johnson, who joins us here on the Colter Automotive Group Sports Line.
Eddie Johnson.
What's up, Eddie?
It's good, man. You guys got great timing. You know, EJ turns the 6-0 here in about a week. And now it's like that time in your life where you're like, okay, father time. It's on, man. It's on, man.
Well, happy early birthday to you, Eddie.
You're not kicking my butt, man. It's on.
No, dude.
So I'm working I'm working out. I'm doing all kinds of stuff, man. I got to hang with K-Ray a little bit more because he does those Spartan races, and, you know, he wears those tight shirts on the telecast. So I got to try to get to him.
Well, you do know you're a handsome man, Eddie. You've aged very well. We'll put it that way.
Thank you. I appreciate that coming from a man of your stature.
Exactly.
All right, Eddie. I think we all thought it was possible that Igor Kokoschkov could have got fired after year one. But now that it has happened, now that the James Jones has spoken on the subject, what are your takeaways from all of this? I mean, were you surprised that they made this move?
Yeah, I was. I was surprised. But then again, as you stated, not surprised, right? And the fact that historically, when somebody takes over in the front office, they want to be more comfortable with a guy that they picked. And Igor understands that. And a lot of coaches fall into that same predicament. Igor is not the only one. J.B. Bickerstaff, Memphis makes some changes down in their front office. They remove him even before they even pick those people. Up in Sacramento, I thought Dave Yeager did a very good job. But obviously, Divock wasn't happy with him. So, we see this all the time historically. People shouldn't be totally shocked. Unfortunately for the Suns, people are going to go back to the fact that I think we've had, seven coaches in 8 years.
Yep. Yes.
And that's where the negativity will come in and the questions will come. And that's why I say, for James Jones, obviously for Jeff Bauer, and most importantly, for Robert Sarver, that they really pick the right guy. I mean, that guy that we know is going to be here a while, because this is Devin Booker's fifth coach since he's been in the league. At this rate, he's going to set a record. I had 12 coaches in 17 years, and he's almost halfway there. So wow. I think all those things factor in, and that's why I believe they're going to take their time, and they're going to make sure that this is the right choice that at least will sustain itself for a period of years.
Would you make it mandatory, if this was your hire, that you would stop with the inexperienced up and coming guys and finally get somebody with experience? How, as a guy who played the game, how important is that in the locker room?
Well, it's always important, especially when you have young players, because for me, I came from a single parent household. Okay, so because I was immersed in basketball, coaches always became automatically my father figure. And it was that way for me at the University of Illinois with Lou Henson, the assistant coach who recruited me, Tony Yates. And when I got into the league, I met Cotton Fitzsimmons, who actually was like my dad, And so for me, I know it's important because, see, when your dad screams at you, you listen and you take it. And so when you have someone with experience, right, somebody that a player knows has been around, and he's been in winning situations, and he's well-respected, you tend to take what he throws at you. And I think in this environment now, with all the young players coming into the league, and now, we have, in a couple of years where high school players are going to come into the league, I know the league at one period of time, what they've been doing is going young, right? Going young, getting young coaches, because young coaches is going to be more – adapt to the new statistical way of basketball and all of that. But I think a lot of ways that's like, in a sense, maybe disrespecting the older coaches, like they can't adjust. I think they can adjust. I mean, I think anybody can adjust to anything. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that's the dilemma, and that's probably the mindset of the Suns and how they select their coach.
Eddie Johnson, Suns television analyst, co-host of NBA Today on SiriusXM NBA Radio, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. James Jones said today it didn't boil down to wins and losses for Igor Kokoschkov. There's been some kind of rumblings and a lot of it on social media, people reporting that, looking for more of a dynamic leader of men. The question I brought up to Bickley earlier, Eddie, was, okay, a year later, and I know you said you made the point, it's a salient point about front office changing and that will change the furniture around a little bit. But what could have changed so much in a year where they were convinced Igor Kokoschkov was the guy just last May, but are moving on from him later? I guess my question is about the evaluation process in all of this.
Well, I think where it lies and with anything, you know, with if you have a bad stock, you eventually is going to give up and sell it, mm-hmm. right? And it starts with that, the performance of that stock. And the performance on the court is going to dictate the decision-making with coaches, with front office, regardless. That's where it's going to start with. And we haven't made the playoffs in, 9 years?
Yeah.
So that's where it has to improve there. And I think the Suns are on the cusp of that. I really like the nucleus of young players that they have. Now it's about growing them. It's about mixing in some veterans that can play. Not veterans that can sit at the end of the bench and be in somebody's ear. Okay? I'm talking about veterans that can play.
Yeah.
All right? And no disrespect to what Tyson Chandler was there. I thought he did a good job, Jared Dudley. But my point is, a veteran that can play and also command respect at the end mm-hmm. of the bench. And because those young guys have to see that guy in action, not just hear him in action. So I think once that occurs, and I think it will, because the Suns are in a great position now to be able to do it, money to spend, high draft pick. Kelly Oubre, I thought, came in, played splendid. T.J. Warren, once he gets healthy, we know what he can do. I thought Josh Jackson improved. Dragan Bender got a ton of time at the end. I think all of a sudden we saw what he can offer, even though still growing. And obviously Devin Booker is Devin Booker. And DeAndre Ayton's a double-double machine. So you can see from on the court standpoint that now the higher-ups are going to be more patient because now they see the performance on the court. And so I think that's when it starts to change. Because we see it historically, guys, in the league where, you know, if you lose and you don't play well, the coach is going to pay a price. And I think we're going to see it here during the playoffs with teams going out in the first round. I think you're going to see a couple of coaches that were on first-round teams get removed. And that's just the way it is.
All right, before I let you go, do you ever make a shot like Damian Lillard made last night, EJ? I know you were good, but...
obviously I have, and you know that. I was with the Houston Rockets. I'll tell you this, seriously. And look, Paul George was correct. It was a bad shot. But here's the difference. Damian Lillard is a killer.
Yeah, he
That's
is.
That's the difference, man. He believed he can make it. And, again, that's a shot you really don't take. Terry Stotts was over there like, no. Yes.
Yeah, right.
Trust me, think about it this way. If he misses that shot, right, and Oklahoma City goes on to win, and they force a 7-game series. The critics are going to reflect back on the fact that Damian Lillard, wide open floor, wasn't aggressive enough to attack the rim without Steven Adams on the floor.
That's true.
Get it? Yeah. That's just how it plays out. But we don't get to that picture because he made it. And so, unbelievable shot. He's closed out 2 series now in his career. I don't know if any player has done that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's a game winner to win 2 series in his career, which is amazing.
Yeah. Eddie, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, as always. And again, happy early birthday, man.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Thank
you, Eddie Johnson, Suns television analyst, co-host of NBA Today, Sirius XM NBA Radio, who joined us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's Coulter Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti.